time for Car Park Catchphrases. And here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, Car Park fans.
Here we are then, for Radio 1's bestest quiz in the morning, between 9:30 and 10, with beautiful Roy Walker.
Thank you, Chris.
My pleasure, Roy. Please tell me, who's on line one?
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, it's Susanna from Northampton.
Yay! Yeah, so you got a car full of girls?
I have, yeah, a car full of Totti, we're all models.
Really?
Absolutely.
Totti wagon.
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice. Who do you model for?
I've got a modelling agency, it's called Universal in Northampton.
Is it yours?
Yeah, sorry, hang on, we're on Radio 1.
What?
Sorry.
What's on?
Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah, we're just changing cars, because we're actually working for Mannheim Auctions today, and we're auctioning Range Rovers.
Right, fascinating. Are you working right now?
Yes, we are.
And that's why you're moving cars?
Yes, we are, because some lady just told us to get out of her Range Rover.
Right.
Don't worry, we'll hold.
No, it's fine, we're absolutely fine, we're sorted now, we're in another car. We've got about 50,000 Range Rovers here to choose from.
That sounds great. We're not advertising love, though. Anyway, back to you being a model. Can we see pictures of you?
Well, I have an agency website called Universal.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Dave, no. I'm not letting you find out that website, Dave. Because it might be mucky.
Oh, no, it's not mucky. It's all above board.
Bona fide.
I can't be bothered to look at it, then. All right, then. All right, so who's in the car with you?
I've got Tanina, Nadia and Ailey.
Nadia.
Nadia?
Is that Nadia from Big Brother?
No, not Nadia from Big Brother. Nadia's actually a professional dancer by trade, but she does modelling on the side. So.
Right. She's a very confident young girl, is Susanna, isn't she?
Yeah, she's got huge knockers.
Oh, that's lovely. Hi, so have I. But I am a man. Right, so... well, lovely. What are you driving, by the way?
We're in another Range Rover. I actually drive a golf convertible, but we're in a Range Rover at the moment.
Right, okay. Are you single, Susanna?
No, I'm not.
Right, okay. Blimey. Let's hear your horn, then, please.
Horn.
Lovely. I like the fact she orders, horn now! Horn now! Yeah, all right. Relax. Good. Stay there, please, then, girls.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, my name's John and I come from Abingdon.
Yeah, great. Right, so let's play the game.
Whatever.
John, you got no chance today. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, possibly.
I'm sorry, there's four models in a car. One of them's got half an offer. Really, it's a no-brainer. You ain't going to win. I've got to be honest. After saying that, though, you are playing against four models in a car. You could storm it today.
I could, especially if they're blonde.
Are you blonde, Susanna?
Yeah, we're three blondes and a brunette.
Well, there you go, three blondes and a brunette.
And one of them's Nadja.
Is Nadja the brunette?
I hate you. You're a bully. That's what you are. You're a bully. And I hate you. And I don't care because I hate you. Do you find, Susanna, when you're talking to Nadja, that her voice sometimes gets a little bit lower like that?
No, she hasn't had a sex change.
All right, okay. All right. She said sex already. Well, you're so outrageous. Anyway, back to you, John. What do you do, pal?
I work for the military.
Congratulations, you've won.
Thank you.
What do you do?
Unfortunately, I can't disclose what I do for the military.
All right. Are you a sniper? Do you go around the world like Leon?
No, not at all.
Okay, fair enough.
He works in a canteen.
So, whereabouts are your parts now, or is that classified information?
That's not classified. We're parked near the A34 near Bicester.
And what are you driving?
We're driving a Ford Transit.
Nice wheels. Oh, we didn't do that with Susanna, did we?
Yeah, or Nadja.
Susanna?
Yeah?
You got nice wheels.
Yeah,
all right.
I'd love people.
I dread what she's going to say. Oh, dear. Right, so, John, are you ready? Let's see your horn. Oh, that's a bit poor.
Pathetic.
Is your window wound down?
It is half down, yeah.
Let's hear it again. That's better. Susanna? Oh, that's good. Let's play. Roy?
Horns at the ready.
Thank you.
Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
right, here we go then. Eyes down, look in. Best of three.
Oh, sorry about that. The fella on the keyboards.
Easy now.
He's getting carried away looking at Susanna's website.
Are you looking at it right now?
Yeah, I'm looking at a load of girls dressed in football strips.
Oh, yeah, that was a job for FHM.
Are you in that shot?
No, I'm not. You can have a look at my website as well if you want.
Yeah, all right, I tell you what, let's talk privately off the air. In the meantime, let's get on with the game.
All right, then. Stop looking at me like that, Alan.
Mr. Fish looks like he's lost something down the back of the sofa. He's scrabbling down the back of the cushions and he's found all sorts of rubbish. Pens and old coins and... Ah, there it is. He can see something shining bright. And it looks like the button that he was looking for. The reason he found it is because it is so bright and it shines brighter than the other stuff down there. Yes, Susanna?
Bright as a button.
Bright as a button.
You're right!
Well done, darling.
Oh, God.
Congratulations to Susanna and Nadia.
You're welcome, Chris.
sorry, John.
That's quite all right. It must be beginner's luck.
Right. That's the fact that there are four girls in a car. Right, so you need to get this one right. Stay in the game, pal.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish and his friend George are trying out a pair of walkie-talkies. They're quite flash ones, and Mr. Fish is keen to test the range on them. From the tests they've done, they seem to work everywhere except in light aircrafts and hot air balloons. It seems that they will work absolutely anywhere except in the sky, which seems to be the only limit to these incredible gadgets. With the sky being the only limit, I guess you could say, Susanna...
Limit. Sky's the limit.
Sky's the limit.
You're a winner.
Oh, well done, darling. Well done. You must be very pleased.
Oh, absolutely. Big achievement for us.
Yeah, well. And I tell you what, as well. Is Nadia pleased?
I certainly am, Chris. I've never won anything in my life, so this is a great achievement for me.
There she is. I'm only joking, Nadia. I hate him. I hate Jason. He's a bully. John, sorry about that, mate.
Quite all right.
Yeah, but you were a great contestant. I'd love chatting with you.
No worries.
Bye.
See ya. Oh, God, God.
He protects us.
Mm. Dull but dangerous.
So, Susanna, well done.
Thank you.
All right, so...
What have we won?
You've won Alad.
Yay!
Alad will spend the day as your model biatch.
Fantastic.
Where he will make tea for you and put makeup on your bum.
Oh, fantastic. Will you come to the office for the day?
Yeah, no worries.
Excellent.
Or you can have me or Dominic or Dave.
Oh, no, we want Alad.
Jesus Christ.
Good choice.
Story of my life. Anyway, stay on the line and give us the website. Obviously off the air, just for research purposes.
Okay,
have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Oh, dear. Four models in a car and I get the one who looks like a bloke. That's typically my look. Right, that's it then. Thank you very much indeed, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.